Western producer. Braising food combines lightly frying or sautéing, dry heat method, with a cooking liquid and the lid on, moist heat method. Browning the food adds flavor and the moist heat with a long cooking time tenderizes. This is a perfect way to use the less tender cuts of meat for rich flavor and tenderness in the finished meal. Vidge's beef short ribs. 2 tablespoons ghee or butter 30 milliliters. 1 quarter circa canola oil 60 milliliters. 1 tablespoon cumin seeds 15 milliliters. 2 large onions, finely chopped. 10 cloves garlic, finely chopped. 1 19 fluid ounces. Canned tomatoes, pureed 600 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Ground fenugreek seeds 5 milliliters. 1 1/2 tablespoons ground cumin 22 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. Turmeric 2 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. Cayenne 2 milliliters. 1 1/2 tablespoons chili powder 22 milliliters. 1 piece cinnamon stick. 5 circa vegetable or chicken stock 1.25 L. 1/2 circa red wine 125 milliliters. 2 1/2 lb. Beef short ribs 1 kilogram. In a large, heavy pot with a tight-fitting lid, melt ghee or butter on medium to high heat. Add oil and cumin seeds. After 30 seconds, add onions. Sauté 8 to 10 minutes, until brown. Add garlic and sauté until it is browned. Reduce heat to low and add tomatoes, fenugreek, cumin, turmeric, cayenne, chili and cinnamon stick. Cook, stirring constantly, until oil separates from the tomatoes, about 10 minutes. Add stock and wine and bring to a boil. Cover and simmer for about 15 minutes. Add short ribs and stir well. Bring to a boil, cover and simmer for about 4 hours, stirring occasionally. To serve, place 1 short rib in each bowl and ladle the curry over top. Adapted from a recipe by Vikram Vidge. Slow cooker pulled pork. This will keep in the refrigerator for up to 4 days. You can freeze cooked pulled pork for up to 6 months. 1 teaspoon. Vegetable oil 5 milliliters. 1/4 lb. Pork shoulder roast 2 kg. 1 circa barbecue sauce 250 milliliters. 1/2 circa apple cider vinegar 125 milliliters. 1/2 circa chicken broth 125 milliliters. 1 quarter circa light brown sugar 60 milliliters. 1 tablespoon mustard 15 milliliters. 1 tablespoon. Worcestershire sauce 15 milliliters. 1 tablespoon chili powder 15 milliliters. 1 extra large onion, chopped. 2 large cloves garlic, crushed. 1 1/2 teaspoons. Dried thyme 7 milliliters. 8 hamburger buns, split. 2 tablespoons butter, or as needed 30 milliliters. Add oil to skillet and heat to medium-high. Sear the pork roast on all sides to a nice dark color. Then place pork roast into the slow cooker and pour in barbecue sauce, vinegar and chicken stock. Stir in brown sugar, mustard, Worcestershire sauce, chili powder, onion, garlic and thyme. Cover and cook on low for 10 to 12 hours or on high for 5 to 6 hours until pork shreds easily with a fork. Remove pork from the slow cooker and shred the meat using 2 forks. Return shredded pork to the slow cooker and stir to combine with juices. Spread the inside of both halves of hamburger buns with butter. Toast buns, butter side down, in a skillet over medium heat until golden brown. Spoon pulled pork into toasted buns. Baby back ribs. For the dry rub. 1/2 circa brown sugar 125 milliliters. 2 teaspoons. Sweet paprika 10 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Garlic powder 5 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. Freshly ground black pepper 2 milliliters. 1 tablespoon kosher salt 15 milliliters 1 teaspoon instant espresso powder, optional 5 milliliters 1 quarter of a teaspoon ground allspice 1 milliliter 1 teaspoon chipotle powder, optional 5 milliliters 2 slabs pork baby back ribs for the braising liquid and barbecue glaze 1 circa hard apple cider 250 milliliters 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar 30 milliliters 2 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce 30 milliliters 1 tablespoon honey 15 milliliters Add all the dry rub ingredients to a bowl and mix thoroughly. Rub mixture evenly all over each rack of ribs, making sure to coat top and bottom. Place ribs, single layer, on a rimmed baking sheet or in a roasting pan and let sit, covered, in the refrigerator for 1 hour. Meanwhile, place liquid ingredients in a small bowl. Remove ribs from the refrigerator. Heat oven to 250°F, 120°C. Pour braising liquid into the pan with the ribs. Wrap tightly with heavy-duty foil and place in oven. Cook for 2.5 hours. Remove pan from oven, discard foil and pour or spoon the braising liquid into a medium saucepot. Bring to a boil, then reduce to a vigorous simmer and let cook until liquid reduces by half and becomes a syrupy consistency, 20 to 30 minutes. Preheat broiler. Brush the glaze on top of each rack of ribs. Place ribs under the broiler until the glaze begins to caramelize, 1 to 2 minutes. Slice and serve with remaining glaze on the side. Mushroom bourguignon. Mushrooms can become rubbery if not cooked properly. That is why they are sautéed in advance and added at the end of making this stew. Sauté them in olive oil until tender and set aside to add later. Also, they cannot be successfully frozen, so don't make a double batch to put some away. This will keep in the refrigerator for 2 days. 4 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil divided, plus more if needed 60 milliliters 2 lb. Mixed mushrooms such as cremini, portobello or shiitake cut into thick slices or quartered 1 kg 2 circa pearl onions, peeled 500 milliliters 4 medium shallots or 1 large yellow onion, sliced thinly 2 large carrots, thinly sliced 3 garlic cloves, minced 4 fresh thyme sprigs kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper 2 tablespoons tomato paste 30 milliliters 1.5 circa full-bodied wine 375 milliliters 2 circa mushroom or vegetable stock 500 milliliters 2 bay leaves 1 tablespoon flour 15 milliliters 1 tablespoon oil 15 milliliters polenta, egg noodles or mashed potatoes, for serving chopped flat-leaf parsley for garnish preheat oven to 350°F, 180°C In a large Dutch oven or heavy pot with a lid, heat 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters, olive oil over medium-high heat. Stir in half the mushrooms and let sear for 3 to 4 minutes without moving them around too much. Transfer to a large plate and adding another tablespoon of oil, repeat with the remaining mushrooms and pearl onions and transfer to the plate when they browned. If your pot isn't very large, do this in 3 batches. Lower the heat and add another tablespoon, 15 milliliters, of oil to the pan. Add the shallots, carrots, garlic, thyme sprigs and season with 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters, salt and 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters, freshly cracked black pepper. Sauté until shallots are softened about 4 to 5 minutes. Stir in the tomato paste and cook for 1 minute. Add the wine, stock, bay leaves and another pinch of salt. Bring to a very gentle simmer. In a small bowl, mix flour with the oil until you have a paste with no lumps. Add it into the wine sauce and stir well to combine. Place the reserved pearl onions and mushrooms, with their juices, into the pan and let the mixture come back to a simmer. Place the pan in the oven, partly covered, for 30 to 40 minutes or until sauce has thickened. Taste and add more salt and pepper, if necessary. Serve warm over creamy polenta, egg noodles, cauliflower mash, mashed potatoes or cooked grains. Garnish with chopped parsley. How to peel pearl onions? With a paring knife, cut off the tip of the onion opposite the root end. Cook in boiling water 2 minutes. Drain. Let stand until cool enough to handle. Squeeze each onion gently at root end. The onion will pop right out of its skin. Slice off remaining roots, if desired. Sarah Galvin is a home economist, teacher and avid supporter of local food producers. She has been a market vendor, grew up on a farm in southeastern Saskatchewan and is a member of Team Resources.